Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. I hope you guys had a great weekend. We had a wonderful weekend. I took my son to the beach. I've been taking him more and more because he gets older. He's a little under one, which is really exciting because we live in Hawaii and it's beautiful here. The water's beautiful, the sand's beautiful. The sun is almost always out, but he's scared of the water. He's scared of the sound that the water makes and he does not like it. Such a howlie. Howlie means pretty much like you're a white guy. And so I've been trying to get him more closer to the water, like inching him into it. I've tried like kind of putting him into it, but you know, the crashing waves is kind of a big thing. But you can't be scared of the ocean when you live in Hawaii. It just is not gonna happen. My son is not gonna be a howlie. He will not. He's gonna be a local. He was born here and he is going to love the water. He's gonna love the beach. I'm determined. Watch, he never loves the beach. He doesn't wanna be outside ever. Could you imagine? I couldn't imagine being a kid in Hawaii. Not loving the water, not loving being outside. It's just beautiful here all the time. Today, I want to talk about the jobs report, kind of what happened last week in the market and how February's jobs report really impacted it and a lot of different things, and also some other news that was coming out and kind of explain what happened. I don't know about you, but my portfolio took kind of a hit last week, but it's okay because we are investing in the fundamentals. We're investing in solid companies where even if the market goes down because of emotional reaction or because of news from other countries and other economies, we're going to be okay because it's going to bounce back because we're investing in good companies because we do our research. We're not taking just the advice of other people, but we're actually doing the homework ourselves, right? Right. You're doing that. I know because you listen to the show and you listen to my advice. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to the Fight Laugh Feast website, fightlaughfeast.com, or to flfnetwork.com. Either one, take your pick. It takes you to the same spot. It's called a redirect. And go subscribe. If you subscribe, put in HTBT in the memo field. You get a cool mug like this, and you can drink what I'm drinking today, sparkling water, with me. And you can just listen along or watch, depending on what you're, if you're watching or listening. And we can just, you know, have a great conversation together with matching mugs. And that is probably really lame. But anyways, the mug is great. What I'm saying is lame. But I would really encourage you to do that because you not only get a ton of great stuff over at the network, but you're coming alongside of us and being part of what the Lord's doing. So pray about that and join us. And please pray for us as well. All right. Lastly, before we get into the topic today, I want to remind you that we are coming up on the end of the business plan contest. So if you haven't got to a point where you're about to finish up doing some reviews, doing some final edits, then you need to get on that. Don't procrastinate because that is a great opportunity. If you submit your business plan to me by the end of the month and I pick it, you're going to get a free advertisement by coming on the show and we're going to talk and discuss your business plan and what I liked about it. And you get a swag bag full of HTBT stuff personalized for you. Don't miss out. And also, if you want to reach out to me, you can find me at How to Build a Tent on the social media sites, or you can email me matt@howtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you guys. And that's the reason I do this show, is because you guys let me know that you're blessed and that you listen to the show and that you use this show, and it's been amazing for you. I don't make money off of this show, and that's how I get the motivation to continue on is when I hear from you guys. So please reach out, give me a follow, give me a like, give me a share. That's all great stuff. It keeps me knowing that I'm doing a good job and that you guys are being edified from this, which is the goal. Now, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the job or the jobs report from February. It wasn't that good at first glance. And there's a lot of speculation, a lot of reasons why, a lot of guesses. And I wanted to kind of just break that down a little bit and talk about it from my perspective and just to see what I thought when I was digging into it. And then also, like, what happened with the market last week and what was up with that gut check? And are we going to be, you know, going into a recession really quick? Is the warning signs saying that it's imminent, that we are going to be in a big trouble? And that's what we're going to talk about today. So going into the jobs report, we netted 20,000 jobs. I believe, when we were expecting like 160,000, something like that. And I wanted to just kind of go through some of the highlights for me. And one of the highlights is professional business services gained 42,000 jobs in February. That's really good. That's good for a number of reasons. One, there's a sector that's growing really well, but also these are the high-paying white-collar jobs, the consultants, the lawyers, the accountants. These people make really great income, typically. Now, if they made some stupid decisions and gotten a lot of student loan debt, they're probably paying that off. But for the seasoned people, the people that are high-paying, are getting high-paying salaries, their jobs are growing, which is good for all of us in the economy, because that means that people with more disposable income, income that they have after all their personal expenses, they have a lot more to be able to invest in the economy, buy things from businesses, and stimulate the economy. So that's a really good sign in this jobs report. And we also can see like the leisure and hospitality didn't add any jobs, but it didn't lose any jobs either. And that is typically one of the signs where you start to worry that we might be going into a recession, because people go out to eat less, they don't go out and travel less, and we didn't really see a drop in that. So, and not great, we're not adding jobs, we're not growing, but we really kind of took away from that as well. So manufacturing jobs increased in February by 4,000. Financial activities went up 6,000 jobs. Wholesale trade, 10,000, or about 11,000 jobs, actually. Now, I want to say this about the hospitality and leisure and business. What we saw often in the Great Recession is that those jobs went up, actually, even though the economy wasn't doing that well. And a large part of that, if you remember, is because of the regulations that came into play and how it benefited people to lay off full-time workers, and benefited companies to lay off full-time workers and just hire part-time people. And so we kind of saw a little spike. That was an anomaly that you wouldn't characteristically see. So when I still, like, you might think from just, if you're just recent to what listening and looking at statistics and economics, you might see those numbers go up and be like, oh no, wait, those numbers go up in a recession. I mean, that's not typically true in my opinion. Now the big number of job losses was in construction. Now, why do you think that was? If you put your thinking cap on, that kind of sounds condescending. I didn't mean it to be. But if you just take a moment to think about it, what happened this February? Well, there was tons of snow and construction jobs just kind of came to a halt. And that's kind of a big deal, because construction jobs are actually really high-paying jobs. And that might hit the economy a little bit. It might hit some jobs, some sales reports in the stock market, in the quarterly earnings that are going to be coming up. But I think those jobs are going to come back. It's not that there aren't jobs. It's actually, we have a lot of demand for workers. It's just the construction jobs couldn't work because there was tons of snow, and it was a pretty intense February. I mean, not really from us in Hawaii. I mean, intense for us was like 68 degrees with some wind chill. But in the mainland, as a lot of you guys know, I know some of you live in like the Midwest, it was a blizzard. It was crazy. And that is why I think that the February jobs report was so bad. Now, it could be for a lot of other reasons, but from what I've seen, that's where I see we're at. And again, there was some really good job growth as well. A lot of those indoor jobs that didn't get impacted by the snowstorms. Now, that is one of the things that hit the stock market last week. It wasn't necessarily fundamentals were bad, and that is something that you need to realize, and one of the reasons why I encourage you to do your research, invest in solid companies, is because this stock market is very emotional. It is not trading on fundamentals, and that's what I believe. That's what I've seen and heard from a lot of people I trust that are more intelligent, more experienced in the stock market than I am, is that we are in a very emotional stock market where any bad news will like freak us out and we'll start selling off any like good news, even if it doesn't really mean anything to the value of the companies you hold. It'll shoot up the value of all the companies, And we're kind of on this roller coaster that's kind of detached from earnings, detached from the fundamentals of business. And that is something that's scary. Now, also, there was some other news that hit. China had a big hit in exports. It plummeted 20%, which is big, right? Because China is the biggest exporter in the world. And then also, the European Union was talking about how they're going to continue their stimulus, keep interest rates at 0%. And that is a lot sooner of the central bank there, the ECB, the European Central Bank, that was a lot sooner than what people were expecting. They were expecting them to do some more monetary policies later. But it turns out they believe that their economy is that weak. Europe is in a world of hurt. I mean, you think you have immigration problems here, like there are immigration problems with the Middle East and just all the chaos that's happening with Brexit. Europe's in a big place. Now, I want to just say this, that the fundamentals of companies here could be really great, and our economy can be doing well with jobs here, with our businesses here. But when other economies go into a recession, it can trigger recessions throughout the world because we are a global economy. And that is why the stock market does take it like an emotional hit. And they get really sad and sell off and they get depressed and they don't want to buy and make money. It's because they see these other economies suffering and they're all interrelated because we import, export, and so do other countries import and export. And then it kind of creates a mutual assured destruction. But again, I think the American economy is really strong, and we see that with how strong the dollar is, and we see that with how imports are increasing. It's funny, Donald Trump is all about the trade deficit, and the irony of it is, and I think I've talked about this before, is the better our economy gets, the stronger our dollar gets, the more we're going to import products. And why is that? Because as our dollar gets stronger, it's going to be cheaper for us to buy products in other countries. And that's a good thing. I am not scared of the trade deficit because when those dollars go out to other countries, those dollars have to eventually come back into our country because the American dollar is only really used in America. Now you can buy and trade, but when you actually are making purchases from a financial institution perspective, you have to convert that money into the currency of where you are at. So the trade deficit is not a big fear of mine. I think it will eventually come full circle. I know certain economists disagree with that, but from my perspective, what I've seen from what I've read, I believe that that's actually a good thing. And you can see like our dollar is getting really strong. And that's, again, another sign of how much better our economy is than other economies. I'll throw this chart up there for you. And this is an index of the dollar, and it basically takes a basket of goods from the United States and compares it to a basket of goods from other currencies. It's like, I think it's six other, like the Canadian, the Euro, the Canadian dollar, the Euro, the pound, the yen, and the South American currencies. And it's a pretty good indicator of where our dollar is. As you can see in July 2015, it was like at $85. So it dropped 15 points on the index, but now we're at 101.78. So when this index started, the baseline was 100. It's above that baseline. So we have a stronger dollar than the baseline compared to, I mean, that's a 25 points, right? No, 15 points, 16 points. I can do math well, I promise. 16 point increase. So that dollar is stronger, which means our economy is doing better. We can buy cheaper goods from other countries, which makes us wealthier because our dollar is going to go farther, which is a great thing. And that means that we're going to have a higher trade deficit. And that is okay. That is a sign of a healthy economy. And again, I believe our fundamentals are really good for the most part in our economy. Now, there's a lot of problems, and it depends on what the Federal Reserve is going to do. That's a really scary thing. Like, we don't want them to be continuing quantitative easing. We want things to come to a natural rate. But we've talked about, again, how much is on their balance sheet and how that can impact us. Oh, there's this funny, I've been watching this show on Netflix. It's actually pretty good. It's called Turn. And it's about the spies in Washington and how Washington used spies, and it goes through some stories. It's a pretty good show. For the most part, it is pretty clean. I'm trying to think about it. Yeah, it's a pretty good show. I'd recommend it. And one of the things that the British tried to do, they found out that the Continental Congress had no money, or they were going bankrupt, and they were having issues with the currency, the American currency, compared to the British currency. And one of their plans was, since they found this out, is to print a bunch of fake money and put it into the economy to tank their currency, so they wouldn't be able to fund any more campaigns and fight against the British. And I had to pause it, and I just looked at my wife, and I'm like, well, we don't even need the British to sabotage us. We have the Federal Reserve, the central banks in our countries, inflating our currency through quantitative easing, doing the exact same thing, pumping cash into the economy. And that's a really scary thing. So looking at the jobs number, to kind of just send to sum this up, it was kind of a fluky month, definitely. I think a lot of those storms had an impact on jobs that are outside, like we saw in the construction. But there are a lot of good high-paying jobs that are adding. There are the other job sectors that kind of would be shedding jobs if the economy was going down, if people weren't spending as much. We don't really see that. There is a lot of bad news. China is taking a big hit. They're in trouble. But they, you know, they're going back to a command economy instead of a private sector. That's kind of what is to be expected. And the European Union forecast a lot of a slower down of their economy as well. And then they have Brexit, which could impact us a bit. But overall, again, our economy is really strong. I think we can have confidence, especially in the stock market. If you took a hit last week, stay in there. Don't sell when it's low. And keep investing in fundamentals. Keep investing in quality companies. If you are scared of losing money, it's always going to go into the dividend stocks. You can also search for stocks that do well in economies. One of my favorite is Anheuser-Busch. They do well. You know, you got to drink something during the slow times, and beer is a great cheap alternative, I guess, to the finer things. So I guess if the beer is booming in recessions, then when the economy is doing well, I guess scotch is going to skyrocket because, you know, everyone's drinking the nice stuff. Anyways, I don't know if that's true. I'm just talking. All right. So before I ramble on anymore, we're going to call it quits there for today. Thank you for listening. I hope that helps. I hope that gives you some confidence that you may have lost last week in the stock market. The recession is going to come, but it's not going to come soon. I still think our economy is doing well. I think the jobs report is going to be a lot better for March when we hear about it in April. And I think a lot of good things are to come. If you have any questions about that, if you have any questions about stock market, the economy, economics, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Don't forget about the business plan contest. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless.